That's after the latest news with our Mike, who's just popped in.
Music. This is BBC Radio
6 Music.
Thanks, Liz, and with the BBC News, I'm Mike Powell. Some of Britain's biggest business organisations have urged the Prime Minister to rule out what they regard as the really negative aspects of a hard Brexit. The CBI, the Manufacturers' Organisation, the EEF and the International Chamber of Commerce UK call on Theresa May to keep access to the European single market after it leaves the EU. The chairman of the Federation of Small Businesses, Mike Cherry, said many small firms were keen to look beyond the EU to export their goods, but the continued uncertainty was becoming a problem.
We all hope that the politicians can get their acts together so that whatever the negotiations eventually come up with, it benefits both the UK in particular, but also there is a benefit to Europe as well.
The Republican candidate for the US presidency, Donald Trump, has apologised for obscene comments he made about women in a video that's emerged from 11 years ago. In the recording, Mr. Trump is heard bragging about groping and trying to have sex with women. Senior Republicans have condemned the comments. Hurricane Matthew has weakened to a Category 1 storm as it continues to make its way along the southeastern coast of the US through Georgia and South Carolina. In Haiti, officials now believe around 900 people died when the storm struck 4 days ago. Detectives searching for the missing British toddler Ben Needham on the Greek island of Kos are to begin digging up a second area of land close to where he was last seen 25 years ago. They began their excavations on a nearby area a fortnight ago. Nico Rosberg is on pole position for tomorrow's Japanese Grand Prix at Suzuka. He beat his Mercedes teammate Lewis Hamilton by just 1/100th of a second in qualifying. Rosberg said he felt reasonably confident.
Quite cool, no? Somehow the track really suits me, and I was feeling good out there the whole weekend again, and so good to get the last lap done and get pole back from Lewis. We were looking good on Friday. And maybe it's even a good thing for us that Ferrari is behind us, because we thought that Red Bull was looking a bit better than them on race pace on Friday. So it could be an advantage for us.
Tennis, Andy Murray is through to the final of the China Open tournament in Beijing after beating Spain's David Ferrer. In the women's tournament, Britain's Johanna Konta is also in the final. That's 6 Music News. The next update's 3:30.
Thanks, Mike. Stay tuned for some more good tunes, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, this, we'll have to get the hang of this spontaneous Jimmy banter.
What's that about?
6 Music.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.